When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff, and from Happy Valley, I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran, escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hi!
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So, it's getting cold outside. It's been cold outside. So, I'm still a big fan of hats, because it keeps my head warm. And I like having a warm head. One thing that I normally use would be what they commonly referred to as beanies. I know they're more for like the snowboardery type, but I think they're great because they encompass my head.
Is your beanie wool? Because if it is wool, you need to be careful if it's on your head and then it starts to dry and it shrinks and then it like collapses in your skull.
It is 100% cotton and 100% polyester.
Well, it cannot be 100% of both of those things because that's not how math works. But also, I'm glad.
One is the shell, one is the lining.
Oh, okay. That makes a little more sense.
Doesn't it, though?
Mm-hmm. I rescind my comment. Your math is perfect.
So...
Yes.
Aren't those things like flammable things?
Like... I mean, most things that I love in life are flammable.
Moving on. That's all I want to know about that.
Okay.
For sure.
So we're pretty much agreed that as long as you don't have a wool beanie, you're good to go.
And you don't stand near an open flame.
That's just good advice for all of life.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right, another common one these days are baseball hats. I've never quite gotten the appeal myself, but they're everywhere.
That they are. They've got that little button in the middle, which is great when people hit you on the head and give you a headache with it.
God, I hate getting clonked with those.
Oh, my word. It is the worst, and people are the worst. And if you wear a baseball hat, somebody will do that to you because... everybody is a jerk, basically. And that inner jerk comes out when they see one of those little hat button things and they hit it, especially when you're short. Because you're shorter than all of them. They can just stare right down at it, clonk. Ugh. I was picked on a lot when I was little, you guys.
Wow.
I played softball,
so. I had no idea.
I think that's also, like, the soft spot of your head, so probably having something that's metal jammed into it isn't good.
It doesn't feel great.
I think that's where all the bones, like, kind of knit together to form the top of your skull.
I can, like, feel it right now. I can feel that happening to me.
The denting?
Yeah. Some memories last longer than others.
What if you wore a beanie under the baseball hat? Didn't it give you some cushion?
Look pretty silly. I'm not sure that would help me not get picked on, but it's a good idea.
Maybe have like a camouflage piece of felt or something underneath the button.
It's like underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Like a marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
Marshmallows are soft.
They are.
It would probably get stuck in my hair and be gross, though.
But then you'd smell delicious.
Like hairy a marshmallow. Marshmallows.
People pay for that kind of scent, you know.
A marshmallow scent?
Mm-hmm. It's an attractant.
For bears? Like, I don't know if I'd
of
want
the Yogi variety.
That sounds like
I don't want to attract Yogi
a major
either.
Boo-boo.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
Aww.
At least it's not a picnic basket.
Yeah.
So hats are going pretty good so far. Just don't get hit on the head is what I'm hearing, which also solid advice.
It sounds very solid.
But
just why would Marsh
I'm sorry. What's wrong?
Are you having a hard time figuring out why people would want to smell like a marshmallow?
Yeah.
Because they're delicious and you want to smell edible, so people will consume you.
Or like
cannibalism.
Oh.
People like it when you smell good.
All right, well,
it's part of the social contract, Jeremiah. That's... If you smell horrible, people don't want to be around you.
Really?
It is true that they sell, like, toasted marshmallow scented, like, body wash and, like, body spray.
I know.
I didn't know that until very recently, but this Christmas I spent some time in a soapy type shop, and yes, there's lots of food scented soaps.
It encourages people to wash themselves.
Still have problems just like putting that in my head and keeping it there.
Here's the problem. I feel like it would encourage kids to eat soap, which
you don't want to have happen.
No.
It's not a very good punishment then.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Also, it's bad for them and could poison their little bellies. It would be sad.
That would be sad. So going back old tiny bit, bonnets.
Oh, bees.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah.
You have bees in your bonnet.
Bees and bonnets, bees, no.
What about the bonnet bees?
Bonnet bees?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No. That just doesn't sound pleasant to me. Like, I get that we need apists and apiaries, and pollinators are important for the planet and everything, but, like, do they have to be all up in my dome?
No. Only if they're in your bonnet.
The answer...
Which is why you just don't wear them.
But the bonnet doesn't have to come with bees. Bees are optional.
No, the bonnet comes with bees. Always.
What if you shake out the bonnet?
They'll come back, Jeff. That's the rule of bonnets. Bonnets, bees, bees, bonnets.
I don't know this rule of which you speak. Please elaborate.
No, that's because you're not a bee. It's a rule for bees. Bees see a bonnet, they have to live there. So you can try to shake them out, but they'll just come back. If you were a bee, you would know this. And I don't know this because I am a bee. Definitely not a bee.
I mean, the more you talk about the bunker, does make it sound like a hive.
Not a bee. Not a bee.
But you said you only know this if you're a bee.
I think it's time that there's more hats, right? More hats?
You know, sometimes Chrissy's a total bee. Not to just throw under the bus or anything, but sometimes.
Ouch.
Did you call her an A-B?
No, like, she's a bee. Sometimes.
Is there a C after that?
No.
Are we just going to see the alphabet? D.
I didn't think we were going that way, but speaking of F, F brings you fancy hats.
Fancy
hats. Of the
hats.
Fancy variety. Mm-hmm.
Well.
Clearly yes. Nothing can go wrong with fancy hats.
I mean, it's hard to get a fancy hat that fits my dome. Just
custom.
That sounds expensive.
Yeah,
it's fancy.
It's fancy and custom. Oh, look out. That's just going to be dumb.
You best get out your pocketbook, sir.
So here's the thing. I like a good fancy hat, but I feel like the only way that you can really get away with a fancy hat is to be going to, like, either a horse race or, like, a royal wedding. And as both of those things, you know, are something that I am not, like, close to, like, horse races with fancy hats are far away from me, and I probably won't be going to a royal wedding anytime soon because I'm pretty sure they would not want me there for fear of me deciding I'm queen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no fancy hats for me because otherwise you just look silly.
I mean,
it's really...
You could just throw a ball and then everyone gets to wear a fancy hat.
Then I have to go to a ball.
Not if you're throwing it. You show up late because you're the hostess.
I guess I could throw a ball for myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fancy hat party for one. That sounds depressing.
I mean, you've got to expand on it. Maybe start small, but bigger than one. Have all the drones show up, you know. Be in a controlled environment.
Are you implying that I'm a bee again, Jeff?
No, I was just talking about your minions. Clearly that they don't think for themselves, and they follow your orders to the T. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to the last hat. An excellent hat. A warm hat. A natural hat. The trapper hat.
Is that like the ones that like lumberjacks wear?
Yeah, they're the same family. Hmm. So they sometimes have flaps for the ears. They sometimes have animal tails still attached to them. You know, it's a wide variety.
Oh, so they're pro-extinction is what I'm hearing.
Well, some of them are not so much extinction as just using what's in the area.
They sound like they'd, if you're worried about aromas, they sound like they'd smell like the opposite of marshmallow.
Well, you gotta get the marshmallow scent in the hat. You gotta, you know, you wash them. Once they've gotten through all the chemical smells, they'll be okay.
you're selling these real good. Mm-hmm. Sounds like something I want on my head right now.
Where do I acquire these, or do I have to have somebody, make one?
Well, they're normally custom.
Okay.
But, you know, custom. I feel like these are also of the larger head variety of hat, so I feel like we might be able to get one in your size.
But just one?
Well, it just depends on what you want. Like, we can get more than one, but we want to make sure the first one fits and you like it. Then we can always get more.
Does it have to be made out of an animal?
Oh, no. Like, they're still made out of synthetics all the time as well.
Okay. Could That's it be made out theme. Of a synthetic animal?
Sure.
Like, could I have a unicorn hat?
Why not? You trapped it with your thoughts.
And be like, this is my unicorn hat. It's real, because, see, it's a trapper hat, so...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This logic is infallible.
I thought so.
I know that I have been infalled in my brain. It's just...
Oof. You've been fully brought in, ensorcelled by this very idea.
Yeah.
So powerful.
All right, with these pleasant thoughts, it was quite nice talking with you both this evening. Not dire at all. But that's all the time we have, so Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Keep your heads warm, but be careful. That's all.
I still don't know that I got my head around hats. And that might be the problem, because I think hats are supposed to go around your head. And it just hurts my brain.
It's okay. We all love the smell of marshmallows. Thanks for listening.